Look out. Oi, sisters, I called out over the canyon to the plains below. Oi, sisters, came the reply. It was just an echo. My world was now solely inhabited by machines. Autonomous vehicles, as far as my eyes could see. From my height, they looked like swarming beetles. Inconsolably shiny and invertebrate. As I walked back to my camp, I saw that my footsteps left impressions in the mud. I understood that when it rained, they would fill with water and become nurseries for both microscopic and other small animals. Thinking about all this mothering and all this care made me cry. So much water. And again, I found myself drawn back to the sea, like the whales and dolphins. Oh, if I could wind back the clock. In my bivouac, I found my companion sleeping, and I sensitively examined the familiar white bones. A clavicle caught my eye, curved, a real heartbreaker. I shivered as it snaked around me and away. The fire warms me up, burning orange. The sun has fallen to earth, to fertilize an egg, turning around, around.